Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you again today as we're in Psalm 119. Today we're in verse number 99. I hope you have your Bible. You can follow along and as we study God's Word, as the Lord speaks to us each and every day from His Word, we read, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. Well, I certainly thought that when I was a kid in school. Isn't it amazing when you're a young buck that you think that you know more than people that are older, people that, you know, are your instructors, that you got life figured out, right? Well, in this case, the understanding that he's talking about here, where he says, I have more understanding than all my teachers. See, what he was doing, we've been talking lately about, is real wisdom and real understanding how it comes from God. And the understanding that he had came from the experience that he had with God. It was more than just a textbook to him. It was more than just a lecture. And unfortunately, too many people who stand in the pulpit across the country just allow the Word of God just to become a textbook to them. A great, you know, things of morals and things that we should live our life by. And they'll sit and teach that with real no feeling within their own heart how the Word of God has transformed their lives. They're not experiencing the knowledge of Him who wrote this book, who had given the Word of God to us. You see, this word knowledge, as we've been talking about, is certainly found in the Old Testament from that word yada earlier, all the way back from Genesis to the New Testament, as we know it in the Greek, as gnosko, is to really to know God's Word by experience. And the psalmist is saying, hey, I got more understanding than my teachers because I'm experiencing it. And I'm experiencing God's Word to be true. No matter what's going on in my life, I know I can turn to God's Word and find it to be faithful. As we've been mentioning, he's been hitting rock bottoms many times within his life. And he's been turning to God's Word and finding it as a resource and a strength for him. I pray that we turn to God's Word not only when things are bad, but when things are good, that we don't forget His Word. So often the dangers that happen to our life is when things are going well. When things are going well, we sometimes say, well, I don't need to pray. I don't need to read the Word of God. We won't say it consciously, but our attitude and our action, you know, we start looking around and figure, hey, I got a little money in the bank. I could go out and play now. I could do things. And we're no longer seeking the Lord like when we're in trouble. I love it where it says in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8, we get a real keen insight in how we can have more understanding, this type of understanding, more than all his teachers, he said. It tells us there in verse 6, he says, keep therefore and do them. Speaking of God's commandments, God's Word. See, it's so important for us, in order for us to really to know God and to experience Him, first of all, we need to be keeping it within our hearts. Otherwise, guarding it, treasuring His Word each and every day, that we put a high priority of what God's Word has to say. But then we're kind of like where the rubber meets the road, where it really does make a difference, is that second phrase. It says, keep therefore and do them. It's the doing of God's Word is where the blessing comes in. James says, he did look at the perfect law of liberty and continue therein. You know, not just looking around, just not be, you know, looking at God's Word for today, but it's the continuing in God's Word, in the doing of God's Word. James goes on and he says, and this man shall be blessed at all that he does. So Deuteronomy tells us that we need to keep God's Word and we need to do them. For this is your wisdom and understanding and in sight of all the nations, which shall hear of thy statutes and say, surely this nation is a wise and understanding people. Speaking of the nation of Israel, those who are around them are going to say about them. It says, for what nation is there so great, who God is so nigh or close unto them, as the Lord our God? And in all these things that we call upon him, and they were amazed at how God was helping them. We've been studying the book of Genesis on Sunday night. And in the book of Genesis, we've been in the story of Joseph. And as Joseph was in prison there, he was in prison for several years, and he had an opportunity to interpret some dreams of a butler and of a baker. Well, the butler was thrown into prison with the baker because there was a conspiracy against the Pharaoh, and they got caught up into it, apparently, and they were thrown into jail because the Pharaoh thought they were ones that were trying to plot to kill him. So after a period of time, these two fellows, the butler and the baker, they had these dreams, and the result of the dreams is Joseph was given by God the interpretation of these dreams, and the butler, he told him, he says, hey, in 3 days, you're going to be risen back up to your original place as a cupbearer to the Pharaoh. But you, baker, unfortunately, in 3 days, you're going to lose your head. You're going to die. Well, those things happen. And Joseph told the butler, he says, when this happens, make sure you tell the Pharaoh about me. But how I'm down here in prison, and I'm down here for unjust reason, and maybe I could get set free. Well, what happened is 2 years went by. No words were said. But all of a sudden, the Pharaoh had a dream. And the Pharaoh's dream was so troubling to him that he called all the people, the magicians, the soothsayers of the land, and all those who supposedly had insight on spiritual things, and none of them could give him the interpretation. But then all of a sudden, the butler remembered. He says, there's been a guy down in prison that interprets dreams, my dreams, and the baker's dreams. He says, why don't you call him? He'll be able to give you the answers. And as Joseph came from prison, and he stood before the Pharaoh, and he was able to give the interpretation there in Genesis chapter 41 to Pharaoh, Pharaoh said this remarkable thing about Joseph. He says, the Spirit of God resides in you, or is in you. See, he was able to see, even as these other nations were able to see about Moses there in Deuteronomy, as he says, if we keep God's word and do them, those who are even around us are going to recognize that God is with us. See, we have more understanding than all of our teachers and all those who profess to know God and who are just kind of carrying on God's word but not experiencing him. Because what makes the difference is in the doing of God's word. It's by experiencing him. Jesus says, if you love me, you're going to keep my commandments, and you're going to do them. Are you doing God's word? Are you doing what Jesus had to say, what Jesus wanted us to do? And then he goes on in Psalm 99. He says, for thy testimonies are what? Are my meditation. Really, what meditations, as we mentioned earlier, are the things that we think about. Paul is writing to Timothy, young Timothy, as he was up there in Ephesus, as he was given charge over the churches there at Ephesus in the book of Acts. But in 2 Timothy, as he writes a letter to him, in chapter 3, beginning in verse 15, he reads, and that from a child, speaking of Timothy, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Here Paul is telling him, he says, that from a youth, Timothy, you've known God's word. And the result of knowing God's word, it brought to you a place of salvation, and it brought you to a place of growing in your faith and discovering and knowing who Jesus Christ is. Then he goes on. He says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Do you hear me saying and emphasizing that word all? Everything is. And he says, and it's profitable. It's good for our lives to meditate on God's word, to read God's word. Profitable for doctrine, our teaching, for reproof when we get out of lines, for corrections when we need to get our life right, for instructions in righteousness and instruction that teaches how to live a right life. That the man of God, and here's the key, that the man of God may be complete or perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. It comes through God's word. The instructions, the teaching, and how for us to live underneath the anointing of the Holy Spirit, God's work becomes alive. And so the psalmist is declaring, I have more understanding. I'm experiencing God's word than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. May we take that to heart this day. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.